are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood on this Friday, brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning, Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. Nice to see you in person.
Yeah, it's nice in the studio this time. We've been calling in here over the last couple of times, and so it's great to be here, and it's a lot easier to do it here than over the phone.
Most definitely. Definitely. And there's something fun that we want to start off with. This is a very cool thing, a very big deal. The USS Peer is going to be a possibility here.
Yeah, it really is, David. And I covered it at the commission meeting this week. And, you know, it's been a year, over a year, actually, since Senator Rounds announced. It was actually February of 2019 when he announced the Navy is going to build a new, it's called a littoral combat ship. Okay. And they're going to name it the USS Peer. And it's just really going to be a fun project. It's taken this long to kind of get things organized. It got delayed because of, you know, just scheduling at the Navy. But now it's going to start picking up. So I thought we better get organized. As mayor for the city of Peer, it's my responsibility to appoint the USS Peer Commissioning Committee. And I've done that. And so we're going to start our organizing the schedule for the USS Peer. Next summer, they'll start building that. It'll be built down in Mobile, Alabama, by a company called Astral USA. And they'll be starting to build that next year. There's three main events that the commissioning committee is responsible for. The christening, well, the keel laying will be first, and then the christening of the ship, and then the actual commissioning of the ship, and that's when the Navy actually takes ownership of the ship itself.
Okay.
So next year they'll start building it. In the spring of 2022 will be the keel laying. In the spring of 2023 will be the christening. And then they'll deliver it to the Navy in the spring of early 2024. And they'll then, the crew will be there, and they'll take it out to sea and put it through, you know, all the tests to make sure everything's functioning properly. And then in the summer of 2024 will be the commissioning ceremony, and that's when the Navy actually takes ownership of the ship itself.
Very nice.
So it's, this isn't, you know, a one-year construction project.
Right.
You know, and so I'm really excited, you know, and this is bigger than Peer. Peer got selected because it is the capital of the state of South Dakota. Mm-hmm. So this really is about the whole state of South Dakota. It isn't just Peer. It's an honor for Peer to be recognized worldwide like that, in addition to the state of South Dakota. You know, I was on the USS South Dakota commissioning committee, and that was a statewide effort, and that was the nuclear submarine. We just completed that here last year, actually. So this was a combat ship, and it carries a crew of about 40 people, 32 enlisted and 8 officers, and then the mission crew. There's about 35 for the mission crew. Then this carries MH-60 helicopters, and so that would be the pilots and the maintenance people, mm-hmm. and mechanics for the helicopters on it. So we'll be bringing a lot more information here over the next 4 years. You know, as it gets built, you know, we'll have pictures. We'll be bringing more information. We'll be bringing the crew of the ship to Peer to visit with people. I've already met with the American Legion. They've formed a group down there to help with some fundraising, and great. We're going to sponsor a public welcome down there where the public can come down and meet the crew and talk to the sailors. And so it's going to be a fun thing. We're going to have to do some fundraising. Governor Noem, in her budget address, has some money appropriated in there, and hopefully the legislature will support that and help us out with the fundraising. And so, you know, it's a statewide project. We want everybody involved. If there's folks out there that that want to help. You know, we'll be needing lots of help. We'll be printing up, you know, caps and T-shirts and having different fundraising things. And so it's exciting, and it's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
It is. It sounds like, you know, over these next few years, the excitement will continue to build the closer you get.
Yeah, definitely. So, and as more, as we bring more information to the commission meeting and, you know, the opportunity, you know, for the, like the Dakota Radio Group here, giving us the opportunity to get some information out to the public, more people will find out about it and want to get involved. And so it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the progression of this.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Speaking of the progression, how are things going with the water treatment plants?
You know, I get asked about that a lot by people. You know, you go across the bridge, you can't miss the construction down
right
there. And over the next 3 years, there's going to be a lot of it down there. We've got the caisson completed. That's on the north side of the bridge. That'll be the pump house. And then on the south side of the bridge, you can see the water treatment plant itself starting to take shape. There's been this nice weather has really been awesome to keep that thing on schedule and maybe even just a little ahead of schedule. And many people have asked what the long blue pipe is. That's, you can see it stretched along the road there by Ramcota. And that'll be the intake pipe that will go, that's a little over 800 feet long. They'll drag that into the river and sink that to the bottom.
Okay.
We've got professional marine divers coming in. They'll affix that pipe once it's down on the riverbed. And then they'll pull that, they'll trench or directional bore to where the intake will be right above the railroad bridge. And then they'll pull that pipe back through to the pump house. So that will bring the water to the pump house, and then it will be pumped under the road to the treatment plant itself. So there's just, it's just really amazing to see that take shape. So that's...
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming along well.
It is, yeah, and I think a lot of people said, keep going. We want that completed. So
yeah,
that's
in this weather has been really good for that. So that's a great thing. And that's not
yep
the only thing that's been going on. You've been doing some work in the new pool area as well, I hear.
Yep. Speaking of water, you know, we decided to do some of the demolition ourselves because we can save quite a bit of money by doing our parks crew or having our parks crew do some of the demolition.
Mm-hmm.
So we have cut some trees down. The footprint for the new outdoor pool will be much bigger than what it is now. So we have cut some trees down and you know, got rid of those stumps, getting ready to build next spring. And you'll also see the bathhouse start coming down too. So those are things,
okay,
anything that we can do internally saves us quite a bit of money on the demolition. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, that money that's saved, we'll be able to put towards the project itself and have all the amenities in there that everybody's asked us for.
Yeah, and that's a great thing to take advantage of. Like we said, the good weather, you get some things that are going to save the city some money and be able to, like you said, use it. And that pool is just going to be fantastic when it's all done. It's going to be a great addition to the...
Yeah, I get lots of, you know, we were in the Parade of Lights there. We had some of the people that were on the pool committee. They had a little float in there and some lights. They did an awesome job. And they said a lot of the kids, when they were going by, yelled, "Thanks for the new pool," you know, and that's
nice.
Neat. You know, the kids are waiting for it. So I really am excited about that for the community. We've got some great things going on here.
We really do. Thank you for heading those up and keeping them on track and for stopping in this morning. It's good to finally see you face to face.
Absolutely, Dave. We'll meet again here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Until then, you have a great couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right. There is our peer mayor, Steve Harding, joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare.